Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden's open border policy, the infiltration of the U.S.-Mexico border has never been dire. As thousands and thousands of Haitians are illegally entering the United States, Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday urged the Biden administration to suspend deportation flights to Haiti. As severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents on horseback attempt to keep the line, since there is no wall because of current leadership, the White House is focused on mistreatment. Jen Psaki at the lectern.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
Time is short as funding for federal agencies runs out on 1 October. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin said the chamber sometime next week will take up the bill passed by a partisan House vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said if Democrats want to suspend the $28.4 trillion federal debt ceiling, Democrats will have to do it alone. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As Americans are getting back to air travel, airports around the country are getting thumbs down from flying consumers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Although more travelers are returning to the skies, their satisfaction with airports is on the decline. A new J.D. Power study found travelers are upset with the limited food and retail options at airports across the country. This comes as many struggle to find employees. Travel intelligence lead at J.D. Power, Michael Taylor, says travelers were happy with any shops or restaurants being open in the height of the pandemic, but now they expect full service at the airport. One of the country's largest airports, Miami International Airport, has the most satisfied travelers. Meanwhile, the John F. Kennedy International Airport and Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport round out the top three. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's an old saying, if you enjoy your job, you'll never work a day in your life. With wokeness politics playing such a front and center position to everything Americans do these days, it's safe to say that half of Americans do not want any part of the wokeness movement. They want to be judged on job performance and not on using the correct pronoun when identifying colleagues. A new hiring website claims freedom of speech and job performance is one of their goals. Andrew Krapuschets on Fox News is the CEO of RedBalloon.Work.
The last 15 years, I was the CEO of one of America's leading labor market data companies, and I had access to an enormous amount of data and could actually start to see labor trends. And so the labor shortage that we're seeing today is actually not a surprise. We've seen that coming for quite some time. And so when I left that company several months ago, I realized that one of the things that I've always been passionate about is how do we connect people to great jobs where they can be free and where they have the freedom to work? Because a job is such a defining feature of someone's life. And if we can hook people up with a great employer who actually values their freedom, values their opinion, and isn't going to jam the woke worldview down their throat at work, then we're going to have a successful site. So that's really what I did, and I only started the site about 2 months ago.
Former Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday that he's hopeful a new conservative majority on the Supreme Court will soon overturn legal abortions in the United States. Pence made the statement at a forum in Budapest, Hungary, where conservative leaders from Central Europe expressed anxieties about falling birth rates in the Western world and discussed ways of reversing the trend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Mr. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, lot going on here. I want to talk about this war on drugs and the $3.5 trillion spending bill that hopefully may go and just sunset itself out because, you know, the Democrats were not able to get everybody on board as they had hoped. But before we do that, I mean, we gotta look, I mean, at the misery of our southern border. I mean, at every turn, and you and I have been having these ongoing discussions about the Biden administration, can they get anything right?
You know, it's amazing. We're now, about 8 months into the Biden presidency. I think 8 months as of Monday, I believe, if I'm looking at it correctly. And it is staggering how it's one failure after another, after another, after another. I will give them credit early on. It seemed as if the COVID vaccine rate was increasing, and that seemed to be going along fairly smoothly, and he, of course, put a lot of emphasis on that. And then we got started with the contradictory mask mandates, and then he wanted to do booster shots, but the FDA voted against that plan 16-2, and you started seeing so many examples of Democrats saying, oh, go out and wear your mask and do this, and social distancing, and then they didn't do that, and that hypocrisy really, I think, got stuck in a lot of people's throats. And then you saw the vaccine rate coming down, and then Delta variant kicked in, and then do you get to vaccinate kids or not, and it just became very confusing with mixed messages, and so all that sort of sputtered. So that one success he had, I think, really has crashed and burned. And then you look at inflation going up, crime going up, utter total bedlam at the border, even though Secretary of DHS Mayorkas says, quote, the border is closed. He said that the other day, which I thought was breathtaking. And then the utter disaster in Afghanistan, the collapse of the special relationship with Great Britain, the French pulling their ambassador out of Washington, D.C., recalling their ambassador to Washington for the first time in American history. This never happened before.
Yeah.
And to see this from it had been from a president who said, you know, I hate our allies, you know, they all can pound sand, that'd be one thing. But Mr. Diplomacy, the man who ran the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for several years, the expert that grown up in the room was going to bring in the adults, and, you know, the children would go back to the sandbox with Trump and the other kids, and the adults would come in the room. And yet we've got the special relationship with Great Britain in tatters. The French ambassador hightailing it back to Paris for consultations for the first time since Marquis de Lafayette came over to help George Washington and the colonialists boot Great Britain out of here. First time that's happened since then. Unbelievable. I mean, it's just it's one wildfire after another, and it just seems to get worse and worse. And I don't see, so far, anything improving yet.
And the thing is about most of these examples, DeRoy, these are self-inflicted. I mean, you know, we're finding out now that the generals had a different idea about the escape plan or the exit plan out of Afghanistan. And it was Joe Biden insisting, no, it was his plan. I mean, forget about all the research. I mean, years and years. I mean, you know, I spoke with a lieutenant colonel, retired, who spent 10 years in Afghanistan. That was his number one job, was working out an exit plan. How do we get out of Afghanistan? So we got 10 years worth of investigation, planning, and everything, and Joe Biden ignores all that because he's the genius in the room.
Yeah, he's the smartest guy in the room. You know, there's the guy who always says, oh, listen to scientists on COVID, which he didn't do with the FDA booster plan. Listen to generals on Afghanistan, which he didn't do. And I think it was Secretary of Defense Robert Gates,
yes,
a book he wrote some years ago, said that Joe Biden has gotten pretty much every foreign policy decision wrong over the last 40 years. And boy, did we see that happen in Afghanistan in, you know, in living color.
Exactly. That role continues, huh? He's been 1,000% when it comes to foreign policy. He's been on the wrong side.
Pretty much. And, you know, to this day, we still have Americans trapped behind Taliban lines, you know, living in basements, hiding like Anne Frank in the attic, hoping they don't get the knock on the door from the Taliban. And Joe Biden's, you know, riding his bike through Rehoboth Beach, kicking back at him, a great time. Kamala Harris, invisible, as Kabul fell, Secretary of State Blinken was in the Hamptons. I mean, the lack of seriousness on the part of these people is breathtaking. And you'd think, if nothing else, they'd say, look, it doesn't look good. We don't want to be here. We'd rather be in the Hamptons or Rehoboth Beach. But, you know, let's stay here and take some pictures in the Situation Room and at least look busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretending. It's just like they just don't care. And they've just kind of flipped off the American people and our friends and allies and citizens and green card holders in Afghanistan and elsewhere. They just couldn't seem to care less, which is breathtaking.
Yeah, it really is, because you think about it. You know, they don't, you know, they don't care that we know. They know that we know. And they just keep on going. It's like, what are you trying to do here? I mean, this is all purposeful. It's all set for a designated objective conclusion, you know, brought to you by, you know, and we used to say from the left, but Joe Biden is all very much a part of this whole cabal that's going on, that's been thrust upon our country. I mean, some of these policies that they tried to present, I keep reminding everybody, they couldn't even convince more than 30% of their own party during the primaries to buy into this stuff. And somehow he manages in the general election to sell everybody else on it and get over 80 million votes, if you want to believe that stuff. And now you've got Democrats who are saying, hey, I want my vote back.
You know, I don't blame them. You know, and again, it's the lack of professionalism, lack of respect for the American people, lack of respect for our allies, and then just this sort of insouciant attitude about all this. This was a comment by the French, I believe, former defense minister, I believe the foreign minister, Le Drian is his name. And he said, regarding the whole situation with the submarines and the U.S., or rather the Australians with the U.S. reneging on a deal to buy French submarines instead of buy U.S. submarines, the French minister said, quote, this isn't, I'm angry and bitter, this isn't done between allies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Asked what Biden thought of Le Drian's remark on Thursday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responded, quote, I would say the president doesn't think about it much, unquote. So, I mean, another slap across the face. You know, she could have said, we cherish our French allies. We look forward to the ongoing relationship we've enjoyed since the 1770s, and we honor and cherish them very much. We are sure that this disagreement will be behind us, and the sooner the better. We love them.
Yes.
Nos amis français. She could have said that. She said, no, he didn't think about it very much. So, again, another set of brass knuckles across the jaw of our allies in France. And again, this is where the people said, oh, Trump is terrible. He's destroying our alliances. He's a monster. You know, he's the international bull in the global China shop. How dare he? And this we get from Joe Biden, Mr. Diplomacy.
Yeah, really exactly.
Astonishing.
And it's amazing, too, because I keep reminding people, who told you that Trump was so bad? I mean, look at the obvious policies. Look at what was going on in our country under Donald Trump. And the media, the legacy media, the Democrats, all this stuff that's coming out about Russian collusion, how the FBI was all complicit in this, the latest indictment from Durham. you know, it really makes it real obvious that Putin was the one who drafted this dossier to begin with. Hillary was all over it. And meanwhile, she's, in a sense, getting away with it all. And her and her campaign is what pushed this narrative and caused us to spend over $70 million. And God only knows, because of the resistance and everything, you know, how much more Donald Trump could have accomplished on behalf of the American people if we only had 5%, 10% more cooperation from the other side. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy on the other side. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We are. are just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, let's talk that $3.5 trillion spending debacle that the Democrats have been trying to propose, and we can be thankful for two people, Manchin and Sinema, from keeping this a reality, because this thing was loaded with such a mess of problems, including this Democratic plot war on new drugs. Explain to our audience what's going on here.
Yeah, well, there are a number of bad things going on here. One is this giant spending bill. It's been described as a $3.5 trillion just cornucopia of socialist priorities. That number actually might be conservative, ironically. Jason Smith is the ranking member on the House Budget Committee. He's Republican from Missouri. And according to him, the $3.5 trillion, actually, that number is reached by a bunch of gimmicks. Normally, budget bills are sort of priced over a 10-year period. They have some programs priced over 3 years, some over 5 years, and they're basically covering up what the true cost is. He says if you take it out over a 10-year time horizon, the actual cost of this bill is $7 trillion to $8 trillion. That's unbelievable, number one. Number two, it's not like it's doing good things. A lot of it is literally written by Bernie Sanders with all sorts of socialist ideas. One of them is something which is known as H.R. 3, and H.R. 3 is called the Lower Drugs Now Act. And what the Lower Drugs Now Act does is set up basically a system of blackmail whereby the drug companies are supposed to quote, negotiate, quote-unquote, with the federal government for prices on certain drugs. Negotiate usually means give and take, back and forth. What negotiate means in this bill is Uncle Sam says, here's the price we will pay you for X. You will accept that price. If you don't accept that price and refuse to sign whatever the agreement is, you'll be slapped. You, the drug company, will be slapped with a tax on that drug starting at 65%. It increases every quarter, every 90 days, until it hits 95%. Take 95% of your money for a drug if you do not, as you, Pfizer, Merck, Lilly, do not agree to accept the government set price, which is usually based on price control, control prices from socialist government healthcare systems like the National Health Service in the UK or Health Canada in Canada. And so if you're Lilly or Merck or Pfizer, you say, no, we can't make money at that price, you will be slapped with a tax of 65 to 95%. If you do accept the lower price, calculated between 55 and 75% below whatever the prices you're charging now, the amount of money the drug companies are going to make will limit their ability to do research and development.
Researching, sir.
Ken Frazier, the chairman of Merck, says he believes that we'll cut their R&D budget in half. And if you start reducing R&D budgets for the big companies as well as the smaller startups, you're going to find fewer cures, fewer ways to fight Alzheimer's, prostate cancer, breast cancer, the common flu, the common cold, diseases we haven't seen yet, like COVID-19, God forbid, popped up out of nowhere. We may have another disease come out of nowhere, you know, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You want the drug companies to be sufficiently funded to create the cures for old diseases and new diseases, and reducing their R&D budgets in half through a cockamamie Pelosi-inspired war on new drugs is not the way to accomplish that.
Exactly. Well, again, this is where the ruling elite comes in with their mindset that is so it's mindless. I mean, you don't want the pharmaceutical companies to do R&D? I mean, that's, you look down through the history of this country and how we've overcome and the development of vaccines and technology and that. It's come out of R&D, and who's paid for that? You know, the government's not paying for it. You know, essentially, you know, the taxpayer, I mean, we end up paying for it, or the people who need the drugs, because we've got to pay the price. I mean, that's all, it's all part of the system. And now you're going to rewrite the model and not give these people a fair chance to recoup profits and to incentivize them. I mean, every time we follow these Democrat disincentive programs, we end up paying a big price on this.
You know, the price we could pay on this is more disease and shorter lives.
Right? Yeah.
It isn't just a matter of, okay, you got to pay some more tax, and so maybe you don't get to go on a ski trip this year or something like that. No, this could mean that you have prostate cancer, you've got Alzheimer's, you've got leukemia, whatever it might be, and the drug that could allow you a chance to live your life for several more years, and maybe you see your kid or grandkid graduate from school, or your best friend's son or daughter get married, whatever it might be, you're not going to be there because the drug that would have had you in the audience at that wedding or bar mitzvah or graduation, instead you're 6 feet under in a box.
Exactly.
Out on all that. Because Nancy Pelosi decided, let's tax the drug companies like crazy because we hate them and make it harder for them to cure diseases that are causing people misery and death.
Well, look at this is astonishing, but not surprising. This is what the Democrats do, and this whole deal, I mean, you got Ocasio-Cortez going to the Met Gala, right, with the tax the rich dress, like that was all cute and everything.
Yeah, still.
You know, it's like, when has that ever worked, DeRoy? I mean, this sleight of hand that, oh, we're going to tax the wealthy. I mean, this is why they have they have floors of attorneys that handle this stuff. I mean, you know, when they first introduced the whole taxation situation, it was all, hey, they told the common man, we're going after that rich guy, the rich guy, we go after them. Well, that lasted for about a year. And ever since then, you know, the government says, well, those rich guys, they're too much of a hassle to fight. We'll just go after the minions. And so they forsook the 1%, went after the 99. And, of course, that story and legacy continues. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And Biden gave a speech, I guess it was last week, where he said, oh, the rich are not paying their fair share. The top 1% earn approximately 20% of national income, and they pay about 40-41% of income tax. I don't know what the fair share is.
Exactly.
They never say. They never give a number. I gave a speech at University of San Francisco Law School on the whole income inequality topic, and one of the students raised his hand and said, I don't think the rich are paying their fair share. I said, well, you know, what figure do you think they ought to pay? And he said, well, it's not about numbers. And the entire class burst into derisive laughter.
Yeah.
And once the laughter died down, I said, all right, why don't you sit there, we'll go through Q&A, and if at some point you figure out what that number is, just let us know, raise your hand, I'll go to you next, and you can tell us what the fair share figure is. They never say what it is. I give a pay for the one, top 1% to pay 40% of national income tax. And by the way, the bottom 50% pay 3% of national income tax. I think the rich are paying more than their fair share. And really the best way to get everyone to pay his fair share is to have a flat tax. I do a flat tax of 10%.
Exactly.
Everyone has to pay 10%. No deductions, period. What did you make? Send in 10%, period. That, I think, is the fairest tax system. Everybody pays. Every adult pays. If you get more in welfare than you pay in, that's fine. Everybody has to ante up and put the money in. Everyone pays 10%. Everyone pays his fair share. The fair share is 10%, period. And you can fill out your taxes on probably a postcard.
Right.
The entire U.S. tax code could be shrunk down about 3 or 4 pages. And all of these tax lawyers and everything else.
I was going to say.
Smart people. They could find something else to do.
Exactly.
In their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say all
the program to buy each of them a fishing boat or some skis or whatever. And they can go do that and take care of themselves that way.
That's the thing. You know, they're going to complain. It's just not fair. All these IRS agents that, and of course, Biden, like Obama, is loading them up because they're going to go after every penny in your penny loafer now. You know, because they have to. I mean, and it's like, you're surprised? I mean, with all this spending, where did you think that money was going to come from? And of course, now forget about that 400,000 income barrier, right?
I believe Biden wants to hire 80,000 more IRS agents to audit like crazy and squeeze more money out of the American people. And I believe he even has this unbelievable scheme whereby the government is going to look at every bank account with, I believe, more than $600 in it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
All the transactions are supposed to be reported to the IRS. And the IRS will decide, oh, that looks fishy, or that seems like a lot of money to pay for you know, a hotel room or whatever it is. And it's going to be like a constant universal audit situation. I mean, this is totalitarian stuff.
These days,
you scratch a Democrat, and there's Joe Stalin ready to burst out at you. And this is certainly true with Joe Biden. You know, he's looking less like Joe Biden, more like Joe Stalin as every day goes by.
Well, on that happy note, we'll say adios. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, thank you, buddy. Take care.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden's open border policy, the infiltration of the U.S.-Mexico border has never been dire. As thousands and thousands of Haitians are illegally entering the United States, Democrat lawmakers on Wednesday urged the Biden administration to suspend deportation flights to Haiti. As severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents on horseback attempt to keep the line, since there is no wall because of current leadership, the White House is focused on mistreatment. Jen Psaki at the lectern.
The horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
Time is short as funding for federal agencies runs out on 1 October. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin said the chamber sometime next week will take up the bill passed by a partisan House vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said if Democrats want to suspend the $28.4 trillion federal debt ceiling, Democrats will have to do it alone. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the border to mandated vaccines, seems like the madness and chaos has been unleashed like never before, right? Well, this is our America, and it's up to Americans to straighten this out. If you're looking to the White House and the Beltway, they don't seem to have a handle on it, do they? This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University and the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, except here. We talk about them because it's important that you get the whole truth and nothing but. Right, Dr. Riley?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Glad to be back on the show discussing some of them today.
Well, okay, what's your read? We're now down, at one point, I mean, it was just getting so nuts, 16,000, mostly Haitians, under the bridge there in Texas, in Del Rio. It doesn't look good for the administration, so their resolve is, hey, let's get them out of here. You know, get them on bus, plane, whatever you can do, automobile, get them out of here. This looks bad. And forget about any kind of vetting. You ask them a basic question. Well, you know, did you check them out for COVID or anything like that? Jen Psaki says very flippantly, you know, they're not going to be here that long. I mean, like as if there's a certain period of time that if you're here after 90 days, then the COVID virus takes hold and you can be, you know, you can be a viral bomb. But up until then, I guess you get 60 days, according to the according to the press secretary.
Yes, I mean, I think that the obvious question that underlies a lot of this is, okay, I mean, it's slightly exaggerated, but we are going through a global disease epidemic. Mm-hmm. You know, hundreds of thousands of people at a bare minimum have died. So at a certain baseline, you have to ask, why would we let in any illegal immigrants whatsoever? I mean, when people talk about some of these things, like the Border Patrol officers, who were mostly Hispanic men, by the way, mm-hmm. using horse reins to push back immigrants, no one was getting beaten with a whip or anything like that.
Right.
But the obvious question from anyone that's experienced violence at all or that's traveled at all is, we've seen what COVID's doing. What's the problem with that? Why would we consider letting our migration policy go forward at all during a disease epidemic? I mean, the Haitians may well be sent back.
Right.
And you have to wonder if there's an element of racial bias to that. I mean, the left constantly accuses us of that. I mean, this is one of the first groups to be deported en masse that I've seen so far. But the simple fact is, I mean, we've allowed in something like, you might correct me, but 500,000 illegal or asylum-seeking aliens this year.
Yes. Yeah, they're projecting 1.5 million by the end of the year at the rate it's going.
Yeah, that's up under Joe Biden. I mean, Trump, at least in his first year, cut that to almost nothing. It then increased again. But even if you say 1.5 million is the average, there isn't a pandemic most years.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we do anything but have the border fairly tightly sealed? Citizens can come back in. Legal workers can come in. The idea that 2 million people could come here and apply for asylum, I guess last sentence on this for me, but this seems like just one of these big hypocritical exceptions to these rules that we're all supposed to follow. Where, I mean, most taxpayers were, you know, being good citizens, wearing their silly masks and so on last summer. And then you saw these giant riots, left and right fighting in the street, or people on the left side just burning things. And this went on, and then there were protests that were not riots, but 10 times as large. And this went on for months. And I think it's perfectly logical to look at that and ask, hey, what the hell? How does this fit into the disease control regime? And the same thing obviously applies to letting 1.5 million guys into the country. So that's the first question here. Why would this even be possible? Why would a tent city of 15,000 people even be considered as versus buses mm-hmm. at the border and a deal with the Haitian government?
Well, let's rewind to the very beginning here. When there was the threat of COVID coming into the country, Donald Trump closed off the western border, right? And I think if the truth be known, I wasn't there, I wasn't in the room, I can't comment on this, but logic would only tell you is that if you're going to close the west, why wouldn't you close the east? And the only reason he didn't close the eastern border, I believe, is because the Democrats and New York said, no, hey, look, this is going to interfere with commerce. We can't have this happening. You know, we rely on people coming in, you know, yada, yada, yada. And so Donald Trump relents. And then where do we have the outbreak? Where does it start and impact greatly? Was on the East Coast because we allowed people to come in. And, like, you're going to tell me the State Department didn't understand that there was a big New Year's celebration that happened in China and that the people were there and then they sent them back. They went back home into Europe and then from there they migrated because they centralized in a particular area there in Europe. Well, they get there and they start traveling. They're back on planes, trains, and automobiles, and planes in particular, and they come in like human viral missiles. So, you know, you're asking the right question, you're posing the right thing, but when you go back and you look at some of the genesis of all this, well, it only follows that the same flawed logic they used back in the early days continues, and this is what happens when you miss the mark and you don't make any adjustments. You continue to miss the mark, but it's like, you know, if you miss the mark in the early days, it's only a little bit, but when you're, you know, 1.5 years down the road, you're missing the mark. My goodness, I mean, you are zip codes, you are country away from the target here.
Yeah, I mean, so this is one of the things that defined the early struggle against COVID. So actually, I think there's a broader, almost political point here. Like, we very consistently have heard about the issues on the right when it comes to fighting COVID, like reluctance to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I do think some of those are problems. I mean, if we're being honest, when it comes to fighting COVID, I mean, in reality, if you're a healthy male of, say, 50, there are some pretty logical social reasons why you should probably go out and get the jab. So, I mean, there are discussions of some of that. Ron DeSantis has said this, and obviously one of the biggest red states. But what's often forgotten is that there have been similar barriers to fighting COVID on the political left. And I don't want to make this a left-right thing, but this is almost never discussed. I mean, black and Hispanic vaccine reluctance is on par with, you know, working-class white vaccine reluctance. That's the most obvious. Mm-hmm. But another one of these was this reluctance to close borders and to close big ports because it was racist, was the allegation. Mm-hmm. So if you actually remember the start of COVID-19, I mean, Nancy Pelosi into like March or April last year was participating in festivals and telling people to go to Chinatown. I forget whether it was also one of the European powers that did this, but there was Hug a Chinese Traveler Day. I mean, if you're talking about ways that were almost ideal to spread the virus, and this combined with other things. I mean, if you recall, the East Coast states, partly because of the sort of civil rights vision, they said it would be unethical to treat these people differently. But, I mean, we're sending COVID-positive elders back into nursing homes. Like, all of this went on. I mean, their street protests were allowed in many, quote-unquote, blue but not, quote-unquote, red cities. So it's actually pretty fair to point at people who don't want to take the vaccine and say, hey, maybe you should take the vaccine. But it's also fair to point at city governments that are allowing massive rioting in the streets or that have literal shanty towns of 20,000 immigrants living just outside them and say, well, that doesn't look COVID ideal either. And I think there's a lot less of the second point being made. You know, there's no reason that settlement should be there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have to be consistent, like in all things. And this is why we have a U.S. Constitution. But, you know, here, you see, mixed into all this, and this gets into the political mire, and I know we try to avoid it, you know, as you can, but you got to call it out for what it is, because it's having an impact on public perception. And this is why people are so confused, because of what is, you know, what's being said and what is being done doesn't line up. I mean, forget about all the confusion and the misrepresentations and the hyperbole. That aside, you know, let's just be consistent with policy that is consistent with our constitutional and our freedoms. Because if you lead with the Constitution and say, hey, look, this is our Constitution, we're not going to forego anybody's liberty here, because the challenge you run into typically, Dr. Riley, and you've studied this, you know, being a student of history and politics, is that people will so easily give up their freedoms for the sake of security. And right now, you know, those that are peddling that message and licking their chops because they are in full control and, you know, they're driving us nuts because they don't have a clear vision and their leadership is all over the place. But what they like is they like the chaos, because when it gets bad enough, then they're going to come in and save the day, right?
Yeah, I think that's very often true. I mean, there's the old line, what is it, never let a good crisis go to waste. And I certainly think there are people that want to consciously exploit COVID. I think the bigger issue there, though,
we got to go to break. Let's come back. We'll focus on the bigger issue when we come back. More from Dr. Riley after this.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The world famous Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. Okay, you're back on. We were going to conclusion. I'm going, oh, we're hitting the wall. We're going to lose time here. So here, we got all the time in the world to talk about, you know, the main point that you wanted to make.
Yeah, well, my main point was just that obviously when we talk about people being reluctant to get the vaccine or reluctant to do some things against COVID, the big reason for that is this sort of perceived lack of consistency. And we find this over and over when you just ask black or working class white Americans why they're acting as they do. I actually wrote a piece about this for Newsweek, but I mean, for example, you saw the giant protests and riots, and then you saw the claim that the schools couldn't be open, for example. Mm-hmm. You've seen dozens of celebrities and politicians having these sort of bacchanal-style dinners and parties. I mean, obviously totally unmasked, on more than one occasion unvaccinated in places like the French Laundry. Mm-hmm. So I think ordinary citizens are kind of looking at this and saying, wait, I mean, we're hearing that the world is ending. I mean, there are cities that locked down and destroyed half their small businesses. But it doesn't look like anyone's actually afraid of COVID. And I think that's a valid response. But this actually gets into one of the problems with COVID, which is that it's not very deadly. Mm-hmm. So the IFR, the fatality rate for COVID-19 is, if I have this correct, 0.26%. Which is quite serious. I mean, that means one person in 400 who gets the disease will die. But that also means that, let's say, 200 to 300 people at least who get the disease won't die. So people like the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration very specifically said, why don't we do everything we can, like free fitted N95s, to protect the only people that are really at risk here, seniors, the frail, so on. And that's what we decided not to do. But as a result of that, we see a lot of people acting like they're not very afraid of COVID because at some level they're not very afraid of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you stick your head out and your head doesn't get lopped off and you go, hey, no big whoop. And like you say, when you're talking about the numbers, now every family, there's no doubt. I don't know if family hasn't been affected. Somebody in their family has passed away because either through age, comorbidity, or whatever. By and large, because that seems to be the target
of COVID. But when it comes down to common sense, I mean, look what's happening. I mean, you've got a number of first responders, Dr. Riley, and you've got nurses. I'm not getting the jab. I don't want the jab. Of course, blacks and Hispanics predominantly, they don't want anything to do with the vaccines. And, of course, guess what's happening? The black vote, the blacks are turning their back on Joe Biden. He's in the tank with their numbers. And now black voters are dumping Biden after this vaccine mandate. They're putting on a serious resistance. They do not want to. I mean, and for freedom's sake, I think this is a driving force. This is what it's coming down to, is people saying, wait a minute, I'm not given a choice. I'm just told this is the way it's going to be, like you know better. And there's too many questions still. I mean, studies being done that you're finding out that people who had the jab are dying, but, they don't want to talk about those numbers. And that's something to be aware of going into this, going into the acceptance of the jab, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a couple of different levels there. First of all, I've always thought that vaccines, and I'm very pro-vaccine as a lead-in, but I've always thought that vaccines probably do have more negative side effects than the vaccine manufacturers let on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe this goes back to the mercury debate and so on down the line.
Well,
No one advertises their product as having any chance whatsoever of killing you. But, of course, I mean, a motor vehicle can, a badly used handgun can, so on.
I will say this, though, if I can interrupt you just a second, forgive me, is that they will give you a disclaimer, but if it's verbal, it's at quadruple speed. You can barely understand it. Or they throw up, a little advisement on the screen that is in such small type, but somehow that gives them some level of forgiveness and acceptance by the FDA, right? So
that's what you see with medicines, definitely. I mean, comedians, this is a running joke through the 90s when this started. I mean, you'll start reading about impotence and diarrhea and these sort of crazy symptoms. The point with vaccines is obviously there's some risk of that. That's why they have that warning. But the traditional flip has been that if you don't take the vaccine, you have to understand the alternate risk, which is that you get the disease. So, I mean, although there's probably some nasty stuff in, say, the smallpox vaccine, including attenuated smallpox, most people vaccinate themselves because the risk is lower. And I actually think with COVID-19, the risk is lower than most of my black buddies think it is for the vaccine. I mean, even if you look at bears, and you take every one of those deaths seriously, I mean, we're at, 10 or 12,000, something like that.
Right.
And I don't think all of those are direct vaccine-caused deaths, but still, COVID is 300,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So you do have to take that risk. I mean, 12 is a smaller figure than 300.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the reluctance of the state to have these honest conversations, I think.
Yes.
Like, you're never going to get a politician standing up there saying, 12 is smaller than 300. Be a man. Take risks. You know?
Right, exactly.
When people see this hypocrisy, obviously it has an effect. And that does tie back to the 1 in 400 IFR. Like, obviously politicians aren't staying home all day, and their kids are in private school.
How much of an impact do you think, in terms of reluctance, did the negativity toward the vaccine from the likes of Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Donald Trump does this. That's Donald Trump's vaccine. I ain't taking no jab. And now all of a sudden we're on the other side. It's the same vaccine, and now it's all good. And then they wonder why they've created this hesitancy for themselves, have they not?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully there's some way we'll get through this. I mean, one of the things that could be done at fairly low cost is just giving the new 8-month effective antibody test to everyone. It costs about COVID. And then you can start having the conversation. The percentage of, frontline jobs, southern white guys or urban black guys, bus drivers, that have had COVID has got to be 50-60%.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think – so there are solutions here. I hope we pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And what you're talking about is logical. See, this fits in to somebody who wants to, it gives you a breath of, there's some answers. There's some logic. There's some reason in the way we're handling this, and we're moving it away from the political stuff. And, of course, politicians can't help themselves because everything is, they've got these political filters on that are so deep. I mean, it's the American people we have to save them. you know, from this sickness. And it's the American people, we the people that need to stand up and say, look, we're going to do these things. And we don't, you know, for me, I was proactive. When I got the virus, I went to my doctor. I wanted to get a baseline. I've done two follow-ups now, checking my, my immune system and antibodies and that sort of thing. And they were holding steady as of 2 weeks ago when I went through and had another look-see and a study on my blood test. So, I think that this is something, because the deal is then we start looking at herd immunity and we really start looking at the number and, oh, that's real science, right? Because now you're looking at the facts and say, okay, right now, because you got people are asymptomatic, I hardly knew that I even had the only reason I realized that I probably had it was because my daughter-in-law, who I love very much, and she's such a giver, came in from out of town. I was visiting with them, and she brought the disease into the house. And the only reason that we suspected is she woke up the next day and says, I can't taste. I can't taste. I can't smell. And so she went in, got confirmation, and, of course, then everybody in the household, you know, we had it. So, we went in and found out that way. But how many others have had it because they've hardly affected, but yet they are participating in the herd immunity, and they're that shield. They're actually a shield that's better than the vaccinated, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we have no idea how large that population is. I mean, that's one of the really sort of silly issues here. So hopefully we'll test for that. I mean, that story almost darkly entertaining in a way, as long as everyone did fine. But that's an experience a lot of people have had with travelers or encountering people in sales or something like that. But, I mean, in terms of the original question you asked, there's kind of a broad summary here. I think one of the problems with COVID has been this idea that the government has to do something. This is a very American weakness when it comes to leadership. So, like, when the vaccine was being first developed, people like Harris, who aren't doctors, had to come out and comment and say, well, I have the following series of questions about Mr. Trump and so on. And then once the vaccine was developed, despite opposition, now the pitch has become everyone should take it. So states are instituting these mandates and arguing with the citizenry. I can't help but feel you'd have the same level of buy-in if the vaccine was just available and Harris and these other politicians had never said anything and there weren't attempts to mandate that people take it. Mm-hmm. So we tend to have a very aggressive approach, like the state has to do something. It has to be seen to be doing something. I think that in reality, what's going to prompt people to get the vaccine is how afraid they are of COVID. Mm-hmm. And just providing something like antibody testing and then just having the vaccines available at every CVS, it seems to me like you would get to that level of HI, of herd immunity, as rapidly as we're going to now. Another final point on this is that, like, if you choose not to get the vaccine because you've read through Bayer's or something like that, and again, I think you're overrating the danger, but if you choose not to do that and you get COVID and you die, and we're now well below 1,000 people in a country of 350 million, but that's happening to every day or even beyond a day, that's kind of your decision. I don't necessarily see that as a crisis, where if people are vaccinated, of course, every death is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the idea that we need to make people take the vaccine, which does have some risk, to protect the vaccinated is just bizarre. If the vaccine works, the vaccinated are fine. So keep the vaccines available, let people test, let people figure out their risk would be, I suppose, my strategy. But that kind of low-key process, that doesn't appeal to a lot of politicians.
Well, of course, because you have politicians that want to, especially those on the left, they want to obliterate the Constitution. I mean, they say they don't, but that your actions tell me differently. And your approach and the way you just explained it is constitutionally based. And I don't think, you know, the majority of Americans would disagree with that approach. In fact, they would welcome that approach and elect you as president. Just saying. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you, Will. Appreciate the time and the insight. You're awesome as always. You take care. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extreme.